This is the Iowa Business Report, Wednesday edition, with support from Camp Courageous, providing year-round recreational and respite care for individuals with special needs and their families. For more, go to campcourageous.org. When Paul Pate returned to the Iowa Secretary of State's office in 2015, he found that technology needed to be upgraded. He explained to me yesterday why he made that a top priority.
Because my goal was I wanted fast-track filing. I wanted genuinely to where a business could just log in and get whatever they needed. And they didn't need to wait for a government official to get on the phone with them or online and walk, do this and do that. And also recognizing as an owner of my own small business that we typically do this government stuff after 5 o'clock. And frankly, a lot of it on the weekends. So you're not going to talk to anybody if that's the case. So we put a lot of time and effort into our IT people designing what we had to do so that these forms you fill out for us and hopefully for your use can be done in a very simplistic way so you can figure it out yourself and get it done on a timely basis. So that's been a lot of what the capital money was put into as well. And also the end game. The end game here is it shouldn't take weeks to get the form processed.
More with Secretary of State Paul Pate on electronic business filings and more on the Iowa Business Report this weekend on many of these stations. The Iowa Business Report is presented with support from Camp Courageous near Monticello, Iowa. Celebrating its 50th anniversary with a 1971 VW bus raffle. For information and to purchase tickets, go to campcourageous.org. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.